I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
Okay, welcome back, you guys, to the Content Toolbox. Today, I am here with an amazing guest expert that you guys are going to love and a good friend of mine. So I'd like to introduce you guys to Miss Kelly Altman, owner of Altman Fitness, which you're going to learn more about, and I am personally a huge fan of. All right, welcome, Kelly.
Thank you so much for that introduction, Jen. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. All right. So I know you personally and where you came from and everything, but let's give everybody a little bit of background, who you are, what you're doing, kind of how you got there.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So I would say I am a self-proclaimed accidental entrepreneur, right? I really am. I was a kid who grew up moving 13 times before I even went to college. So I had a lot of experience with change, needing to pivot, needing to meet new people, doing all of those things. But I had parents that and a family that really kind of always followed a corporate model. It was the messaging given to me was always go to college, get a job with a company that will take care of you, because my father was very taken care of by his corporate job. And each time he would get a promotion, we would move to a different place, and that came with perks and benefits and usually a better salary and all of those things. And so I really did even go to college thinking that's exactly the path that I would follow. Mm-hmm. And fast forward a couple years learning things. I actually was a psychology major. So we didn't major in business or anything like that, because I was sort of obsessed with learning about people and behaviors and everything like that. And so when I got out of school, I went more in the exercise fitness realm, because I loved thinking about I loved physical activity. I love how it had changed my life, all of those things. Yeah. And then I loved how it changed my whole psychology, truly. And so that's what I wanted to sell. And so I went and I worked for a health club for a little while. Loved that, doing sales and corporate sales. And then I met my husband, who is a tried and true, like probably since he was 13 years old, yep, entrepreneur, like starting businesses and all of those things. But I started to see how much you could use your passion to create a lifestyle and create a living, and just how fulfilled you could be. And so I sort of fell into it with him. And now I look back and think, oh my gosh, I'm an entrepreneur.
I love it.
And so, yes, we own a business. And then I also have my private coaching. And so that's just sort of the backstory, how it kind of happened.
Awesome. So, okay, I know your business is a local-based gym.
Yes.
So part of what we're going to talk about here today is kind of how COVID has changed the face of your business.
Oh, my gosh. So much. Right? Like it just, I think back in March of 2020, I just sat there and had this moment of how in the world does this keep going on? And how, when people are coming in several times a week, and we had never, ever done a workout online before. We'd never done a workout on Zoom. We had never put workouts anywhere, because the workouts happened in a physical location with hopefully at that time, you know, 20, 30, 40 people all in a class, high-fiving and hugging and sharing equipment and all of those things. And then All of a sudden, the unthinkable happened and we were forced to go online. And while it's not been the same, it's been a really fascinating study of a year to see what is possible, who can still show up, how can our business still survive and thrive? And then we just have to look at, well, we always thought within the 5 to 10 mile radius of who our customers were. Now, all of a sudden, the whole entire world can be involved in knowing what we do. So that was super exciting. And we could not stay focused on what was happening or not happening inside of a location. We just had to look for the opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. I just really want that to sink in right there. Because there's been a lot of people who have kind of benefited through this time and a lot of people who really haven't. And it's a big deal to go from like, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this, to all of a sudden there's so much possibility, there's so much more.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, Jen. I mean, it's not to say, right, looking back, that it wasn't extremely scary, but I think that it really becomes, when I think back on it, I start thinking, what do my customers need right now? What are we all feeling, right? And what we were all feeling was unsure, uncertain, scared, fearful, right? And when it's a business that's a relationship business, you start thinking, are they really there to come into a gym and use my equipment? Or are they really there because of the people? Are they really there because they trust us, because they know us, because they've gotten used to a certain standard of how they're going to feel when they walk in the door? So how can I still bring that to them, even if I can't give them a hug or a high five?
Yep. I love that. And you have to tell the cheers analogy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had told you earlier. And it really is that you know, there's so many gyms out there and there's so much of just exercising that can feel isolating or impersonal, or you have to self-motivate. And I have just, when Jay and I started the business, we really always said, like, our big goal is to kind of be the cheers of the fitness industry, where everybody knows your name and you walk in and we remember you, we remember your face. We start to, pay attention to what kind of weights you're using, what issues or modifications you might need. And it's just sort of that personal touch, because I know so many people have aspirations. They can get millions of workout videos on YouTube, but nobody's going to say, hey, Jen, I'm so glad you're here. How is your body feeling today? And that anything that can be that little tiny nugget that sets you apart, I think is really important during this time.
Absolutely.
At any time, I just think it gets overlooked. We really need it now.
Totally, totally agreed. Yeah. So let's talk about some of the transition of how you were able to take, you know, like we were talking about before, basically like your content was at the gym, like being done live in person. And so how have you been working on fusing that cheers concept into shifting to an online world?
Yeah, good question. Well, right away, I would say one of the most powerful things we did right in the beginning of the lockdown, when everybody was feeling that sense of nervousness or just that uncertainty, is we started creating like online daily huddles to just make sure everybody was okay. Check in, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Just to let them know that we really cared, that it wasn't just that we wanted them to, you know, be coming into the workouts. And then we put our workouts all on Zoom, but it really was about that close connection, a place to come and like, and talk. And then we started, as we kept recording workouts and putting them out and putting the content on Facebook for our members, we needed somewhere for it to live forever in an organized way. And so we created a membership hub. I am so lucky to be working with the amazing Tara Bryan that does course creation. And so having her and being a part of her Learn program has been the biggest game changer, because I learned not only how to create my content in a way that people could consume it, but also to look at it from the eyes of the consumer. And does it make sense? Or am I just rattling off information that I know that people is not structured or organized in a way that people can like actually understand it? So it really has been about building sort of that hub where, when we used to run a challenge and it used to be everybody's in person and we have all these meetings and we check in and there's all of that, how can we bring the recorded videos, which saves us a lot of time and energy into a place where people can consume those on their own and then connect with us live in an organized fashion. Mm-hmm. So that's been a game changer.
That is amazing. And yes, I concur that Tara is amazing and has also been a guest on this podcast here before. And I love, you know, like, I think one of the big things, the fitness industry, one of the biggest industries like ever, right?
Yeah. So much competition.
So much. Yeah. But you're approaching it in such a different way from the consumer side. And how are we making it personal? And I love that. And it's probably making a big difference. Have you gotten feedback in that way that you're hearing that like, this is why people are sticking?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's been fascinating, Jen, to realize or to think, you know, we were closed March, April, May, reopened for June through November, right? And even that time, June through November, what we were doing online, some of our members stuck around and never came back into the gym. They've stuck around the whole time. They're like, I know you're open, but I'm good. Like I'm getting just as much value being at home in my living room and knowing you guys are supporting me and I'm saving time. I don't need to leave the house. I'm okay. And now it's come to be that in Minnesota where I live, now the gyms are open and people need to wear a mask when they exercise. And so a lot of our members are saying, I can push myself harder when I'm at home and then I don't have to wear a mask. And so I think just our, I joke, I mean, in Minnesota, like it hasn't happened many times, but I laugh that 1 year ago we had a massive blizzard and I canceled a class because I was worried about people driving to the gym. And I said recently, if I had texted or emailed all of our members and said, hey, we're not going to have the workout in the gym. How about I'm going to go to my basement and I'm going to lead the workout on Zoom. You all just join me. Every single one of them would have thought I was insane. They never would have thought that that could work. They would all have had a million excuses about why they can't work out at home, how they don't have the right equipment, how they're just going to sleep and it's not a big deal. And now people realize I have to show up for myself. I have to keep moving. I have to connect to something good. And that physical movement and that environment makes me feel really good. So it becomes kind of a non-negotiable.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There's so much in there. You just like, I was teasing about like blowing your mind, which I still want to go to. And you just totally blew my mind as well. But so first of all, was there, was that a big eye-opening experience for you when people are like, no, I'm good. I'm just going to stay working out at home.
It was, it was, it really, yeah. I don't know. And then I can get it. I can get it because I think a lot of us right now at this point in COVID, we have been in this for 10 months. And I think we're all starting to recognize how we truly feel. And there are a lot of people that just felt like that was the only option. The only way that I can have that connection is by going to a place. And they start to realize that I can have, you know, it just became, because I do a lot of mindset coaching with women, it just became that story that they had told themselves because they'd never thought of trying it a different way.
Yeah. And I think that that is so key with your psychology background and your mindset coaching to be able to look like this is in terms of like from a marketing perspective, this is truly an example of your product or your program, your service that you're selling hasn't changed, but your who has. Yeah. Not the individual people, but like their needs and their desires and like the way that they're thinking, everything changed because the world changed. Mm-hmm. And you took that and pivoted in a way to continue serving them. And it's still essentially the same program. You're just delivering it in different media.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just showing up for them in a different way and feeling like they can all see each other and give them those venues to be able to do it, even if it's not right in person.
Yeah. That is so amazing. I'm curious if you, cause like the idea of understanding that your people have changed and you need to mold to be able to change like with that. Is that something that you were like cognizantly aware of? I mean, to probably to some degree, obviously, because everybody had to stay home, but yeah. Like the steps that you're going through in, was it, did a lot of it just come naturally, or did you actually sit down and go, okay, how are we going to like switch this up?
Yeah, I think for me, because I just love hearing how people are doing, I love connecting with our people, is I just kept asking questions. I was just always curious because I wanted to know, like, from what I'm hearing, this is what I think a lot of people are feeling right now. And so I just really internalize a lot of that. And I'm a normal person too, right? Like, I'm a small business owner. I'm a mom of four. I have three kids at home doing distance learning. Like, I kind of get all that we're having to adjust to these days. And then I also know how much women need to make space for themselves to take care of themselves. Like, whether that is sitting in silence and listening to their thoughts for a few minutes, or getting in a 30-minute workout, or taking a nap if they're actually tired, or going to bed on time, you know, just all of those things. I think it was just a combination of really listening and also just being a human and saying, if I'm feeling this and some of my clients are feeling this, then we may need to offer this, right?
Yeah.
And I really do think that of this whole experience with COVID, I just did a group call last night with some of our members, but I think that with this, you know, we have to really look back and say, what is kind of, what's coming with me? You know, I used the analogy last night of like, we all know what would happen if, we don't know, but sometimes we have that thought, or at least I have, like, if my house were to burn down, like be on fire, I would first take my family, right? My children and my husband, make sure we all get out. But then after that, if I have a few split seconds, like, what am I going to grab? Like, are you going to grab some cash? Are you going to make sure you have your phone? Are you going to grab your computer? Like, what are the biggest things that you're going to take if everything else burned down? And I think that we're all in this like mentality of like, let's burn 2020. Like, let's lay it out here, right? And much like the house, but we got to know what we want to take.
Yeah.
Like, we can burn it down, but like, you got to pick out a few key nuggets that you learn and take it with you to move forward.
So, so important.
I think so.
Absolutely. Because there are like, there's good things that came out of, you know, silver linings. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I think strengthened relationships, strengthened commitments, you know, people always like, people have always said, especially my ideal clients, right? Oh, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. My kids' activities, my this, my that. There's all these things. And then you say, well, now you don't have those anymore. So now what? Right?
Zinger. I love it.
Now what do you do?
Oh, that is fantastic. All right. So what are some of the biggest wins that you have seen and experienced in this transition? We may have already covered them.
gosh, I don't know. I mean, wins for me or wins for my clients? Like, what do you?
I would say like, you know, in terms of like taking your offline business online. So if we're going to talk about like the content shift, you talked about like being able to, now your market is the entire world, you know, but like, what are some of the wins that you, that has impacted whether your business or you personally?
Yeah, totally. So I would definitely say that, you know, a couple of the big wins are, it's so fun now that we do have people showing up on Zoom that are in other states. Like, that's kind of incredible to me. So we've got our membership hub with all of our members, and I put out a challenge for January for all of our members saying like, it's a 1 mile walk outside every day challenge in January, which in Minnesota can be brutal. Right now we're so lucky. It's in the like 20s and 30s. And so people are like, this challenge is easy. But sometimes in January, it's 30 below and then it can be terrible. But what's funny is then our members who I forget are in other states. They're like, great, I'm in Texas. It's 70. I'm fine. I'll do this challenge. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So we have clients in a lot of other states right now, which is so fun to just get, you know, people from all over and think broader. And the other huge win, Jen, was for probably 7 years, we did a 6-week transformation challenge at the gym every January and every September, right? Those two pivotal times of the year where people are like, I want to, you know, commit to my exercise and commit to cleaning up my diet and all of those things. And due to COVID, I'm thinking we're not having everybody come in and like do measurements and wait, no way. Like none of that stuff can happen. And I believe the needs of the world have changed. Like nobody's really interested in going on a super strict diet in lockdown. And I don't like to even coach people like that anymore. I like to think about taking care of yourself, having the goal be that feeling of accomplishment, of better energy, good health, being stronger, all of those things. And so when we took our challenge online last September, and we're launching it again in a couple of weeks, we had just as many people sign on online as we did when we ran it in the gym.
Yay, that's definitely a win.
Yes, and now it's called the Lifestyle Upgrade Challenge. So they can just take what they're doing and just kind of upgrade a few things, and it doesn't have to be this huge overwhelming revamp. Because we're all great as we are. Sometimes we just want to feel a little differently. So we just got to do some things a little differently.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Love it. Okay. And of course, the other side, the flip side.
Oh, yeah.
So biggest obstacles and maybe things that you would recommend any other businesses looking to shift like this to avoid.
Yeah. To avoid. I mean, I would say any other businesses shifting into these things, like some of the details really matter that would set you apart for being online. I know when we started, like if I were to go back and look at some of our first recordings, they were terrible because we were using our, you know, AirPods and using just the basic computer camera, and we were just thrown into it. And so it made a huge shift when we focused on better lighting and we had our audio visual people come in and set up our music so that you could actually hear an instructor and hear the music at the same time. And while it's not perfect, it is necessary because there is so much competition. Right? There's so much noise. And we all know other companies, other fitness companies, they also are technology companies. They're also, you know, music companies, and they have all of those resources. But when you're looking to, you know, set yourself out in a small business standpoint, it's going to be about the relationships, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is so, so true. Yeah. Any huge unexpected obstacles that you came across other than like you just mentioned with sound and setup that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the whole unexpected obstacles of just not knowing what to focus on, of like what it was going to be in 3 months, right? I mean, I think that I mentioned this, but maybe it wasn't exactly clear. But when we came back into the gym, it became me as an instructor standing in front of a computer screen teaching to people on Zoom while there were 5 or 6 people inside of our gym in boxes, not moving around anymore. You know, we were a typical boot camp facility where you're going in stations and you're going on the pull-up bars, and then you're doing the battle ropes, and then you're doing this, and sometimes you're sprinting up and down. There's partner drills, you know, things like that. So none of that happened anymore. And so I think it was just, I didn't ever realize that I could be servicing 2 crowds at the exact same time, and both of them would feel like they're getting individual attention. So a huge obstacle was that, how do we keep going, right? Because I couldn't just take Zoom away and say, now we're back in the gym, because I was never sure when it would go away again.
Right.
So we just kept doing it. So maybe my key takeaway is like, if you find something that's working, just because the old model is available again, you may not want to stop the other part that's working. You may want to try to figure out how you can do both.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah. I do think there's a lot of opportunity out there. And
yeah, for sure. And especially with, I mean, I just love it. Personalized fitness service, and like here you are, like anywhere you are in the world, and
Yeah.
You can join up and do these things and still feel like somebody actually on the other end or out there in the cloud cares.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that it makes you be resourceful. Always in the gym, you know, one thing that did set us apart was, you know, if you don't have something or you can't do something, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't participate. It just means we're a little bit more creative and we just think of what you can do, right? And I'll never forget, I mean, years ago, I have a client that's still with us. She's been with us for 10 years. And after she was maybe a member for 3 years, she texted me and said, "Oh my gosh, I just broke my foot. I think I need to stop my membership at your class." And I said, "You broke just one foot?" I said, "So you still have like another leg, two arms, you have a core, like you have glutes, like we can work with this. Like you have all these other things that you can do. So why are you focused on the one little thing that you can't do?" Mm-hmm. And I think that's where people get creative online is they say, "Okay, this is bothering me." I'm like, "Great, you're on Zoom. I will give you 5 other exercises to do anytime that we are doing legs if your knee is bothering you."
Yeah.
We're going to get a workout in.
No excuses. Find a way.
I mean, it's movement, right? Like anything is better than nothing.
Yep. Yep. So true. Oh yeah. My gosh. Okay. Any other recommendations or things that you want to share that I've missed? I know it's pretty wide open, but floor is yours.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I mean, if this conversation has sparked anybody to be like curious or interested about what we do, we have sort of that trial. Our lifestyle kickstart program is just a 30-day introduction to everything that Altman Fitness has to offer. So introduction into where I can show off our fun little membership hub with recorded workouts and the live schedule and all of those things. We do health and wellness coaching, accountability, all of those things to just kind of be your trusted online experts that are there for you. So that is always available and ready for people to start at any time. And we've really seen an influx in people right now because the holidays are over and it's cold in a lot of the country. And so they're like, okay, I'll try it for a month. We'll see.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So if anybody's interested in any of your services, where do we send them to and how can they get involved?
Yeah. So our email address is office@altmanfitness.com. We do have a website, Altman Fitness, that does not give access right now to the membership hub. So that is just exclusively for members. But yes, you can check out any more about who we are. When you go to altmanfitness.com, it's more pre-March of 2020 than it is post-March of 2020. So, but it still gives you a really good idea of who we are and how we serve our clients.
Yeah. Awesome. And do you want to send anybody to your Facebook group?
Yeah. Well, our page, our Facebook group, the
Altman your page
just for members, but yes, our Facebook group or page is just at Altman Fitness on Facebook.
Perfect. Perfect. You guys, I can give a personal attestment to this. Testament? I can't even speak apparently, but
that's okay.
I am one of the out of state participants and I am truly loving this. And when Kelly says that it's somebody on the other end that cares, she really is. And even to the point where, yeah, she's like, "Hey, where's your schedule for the week? What are you doing?" Just super holding me accountable, which is what I asked for. So I love it. You guys. Thank you.
I'm happy to do it. It is fun.
Awesome. All right. Well, make sure you guys go check that out. And I think one of my big takeaways from this would really be just find a way and keep doing it. But really, like, it isn't just COVID and a worldwide pandemic. Like, I think that just created a magnifying glass. But the fact of the matter is that our customers always have shifting needs and changing desires and things like that. And so it's so important to just continue listening and asking questions and incorporating that into how you are supporting your people in order to keep things personal.
Absolutely. I love it. Thank you so much, Jen.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Bye.